killer mood today. They've been cacinating incessantly all afternoon, and the studio is festooned with Shakespearean finery. Spirits are high, and why should we not be merry? For today, we will be exploring William Shakespeare's histories, and that is certainly cause for merriment.
Mirth, frivolity, glee.
I know what merriment means.
Hey, we're doing the histories?
Of course, yeah.
Well, then what are we so excited about? I thought Shakespeare's histories were all about big, bloody, boring battles.
Au contraire, mon petit fromage. It'll be far from boring. In the next half hour, the Reduced Shakespeare radio show will make Shakespeare's histories come to life. Let's start off by defining our terms. What exactly do we mean by history, Reed?
Well, Austin, history is a walk down a mountain road, across the creek of memory, and through the storms of time.
That's history? I thought that was mud.
Well, Adam, I suppose you have a better definition of history.
Maybe it's a matter of fact that you have a better
definition. Understand a word you're saying.
Well, I'm saying that yes, I do, as a matter of fact, have a better definition of history, Reed, and it comes from my grandfather, who used to sit me on his knee and say, "Boy, history interprets the events of yesterday to justify the mess we're in today."
Well, your grandfather was very wise, Adam. This is exactly what Shakespeare did with his history plays. He was forced to disguise his true intent, and then gave us not the history of his country, but the history of his country as he saw it, which is, of course, the artist's prerogative. But to examine, for instance, his play Henry VIII as an accurate picture of the founder of the Church of England, instead of a thinly veiled allegory of despotic leadership, is to confuse fact with fiction, wake up, Adam, and the precise objectivity of historical method with the prejudiced passion of propaganda.
I didn't know you were illiterate.